Hello, friends. Weren't those testimonies a blessing? I was able to read their testimonies this past week, and I was so encouraged to hear about how God had been moving in their lives. Sadly, I'm not at the office today for the baptism service. This past week, my younger son tested positive for COVID, and so we are quarantining together as a family. Actually, I am fully vaccinated, but it did seem wiser for me to stay home and preach from here. Everyone in the family is doing well, by the way. I do appreciate your prayers. I want to welcome any guests who are visiting us today. Thank you so much for joining us in what is really a family celebration. You honor us today with your presence. I also want to congratulate Suyang, Elisa, Claire, and Bella. I'm so excited for you and gladdened to hear how God has been working in your life and hearts. And as I was reading your testimonies, I jotted down some highlights. In Christ, we have a new identity. God transforms us with his love. God uses weakness for his glory. We can be strong and courageous because God is with us. Yes. I'd like to ask that you turn in your Bibles to Mark 11:20, and I have a short word for us today. This passage follows from last week where Jesus entered into Jerusalem and then disrupted the worship that was happening in the temple. Mark 11:20. And as they passed by in the morning, they saw the fig tree withered away to its roots. And Peter remembered and said to him, "Rabbi, look, the fig tree that you cursed has withered." And Jesus answered them, "Have faith in God. Truly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, 'Be taken up and thrown into the sea,' and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says will come to pass, it will be done for him. Therefore I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. And whenever you stand praying, forgive if you have anything against anyone, so that your Father also who is in heaven may forgive you your trespasses." This is the word of God. Thanks be to God. Let's pray together. Father, we thank you, Lord, so much, God, for this day and the public faith of our sisters. We thank you for the opportunity to be part of their baptism. And we ask that you would help us to hear your words today through this passage, through their testimonies. Teach us and transform us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So let's recap. Jesus comes into Jerusalem triumphantly and confrontationally as the servant king. He goes to the temple. He scopes out the situation in readiness for the next day. And on the way back to the temple the next day, they go by a fig tree. And Jesus looks to see if he can find anything on it. And Mark tells us that he found nothing but leaves because it was not the season for figs. And Jesus curses the tree and says, "May no one ever eat fruit from you again." And his disciples hear it. We mentioned last week that while fig season is the fall, Jesus was looking for a second kind of crop that fig trees produce in the spring. They're not the main figs of the fall, but a smaller, still edible growth. Healthy fig trees produce this second crop, but this tree, this particular tree, didn't have those. It had leaves, it looked healthy, but it actually wasn't. Then he goes to the temple and disrupts all the hustle and bustle in the temple courtyard. And it looks healthy. The temple looks healthy, but it wasn't. He says, "My house shall be called a house of prayer for all the nations, but you have made it a den of robbers." Now, Jesus and his disciples pass by that same tree, and it has been withered. Okay, so what's going on here? Well, one very clever literary feature of the Gospel of Mark is something called a Markan sandwich. Mark puts two incidents together in a sandwich formation. The fig tree incident is the outer bread, and the temple story is the spread, if you will. The outside helps us understand what's going on in the inside, and the inside helps us understand what's going on the outside, okay? When you put that together, we get this. Jesus wants followers who will produce healthy fruit. The tree looked healthy, had lots of leaves, but it actually wasn't. It wasn't producing the proper fruit. The temple looked healthy. Lots and lots of activity, 25,000 lambs sold in a week. People worshiping God in the way that they'd been taught how, but it wasn't producing the proper fruit. They were both unhealthy. They were both fruitless. So what does Jesus want from us? He says, "Have faith in God." Jesus wants us to have faith. How is that faith exhibited? He says, well, if you say to this mountain, be thrown into the sea, it will be done. Okay, I want us to understand that Jesus is not talking about terraforming or land reclamation. We know that big sections of Boston, including the Back Bay, are of course the result of earth being taken up and thrown into the sea, the Charles River and the Boston Bay. But that's not what Jesus is talking about. No, he's pointing to a specific mountain, the Temple Mount. And he says, if you say to that mountain, be thrown, it will be thrown. If you say move, it will move. And what he means is that the temple is not necessary anymore. He goes on to say two more things. He says, pray with faith, and as you pray, forgive, and you will be forgiven. In other words, your forgiveness, your relationship with God being made right, comes through faith, not through bringing a sacrifice at the temple, not through religious activity. Friends, Jesus wants us to be fruitful. He wants us to have the fruit of answered prayers. Some of us think that because of the hustle and bustle of religious activity in our lives, we're healthy. But that's not the fruit that God desires. Some of us think that God wants us to be good and do good things, but that's not it either. Some of us, of course, think that we can never be good enough. And the bad news is you're right. But here's the good news. Jesus takes the place of the temple. He takes the place of the sacrifice. And now we all, too, can have a relationship with God if we decide to put our trust, our faith in Jesus, if we pray. That's ultimately why Suyang, Elisa, Claire, and Bella are standing before us today to be baptized. The baptism isn't what makes them pleasing to God. It's their decision to trust in him, their decision to obey his command that pleases God. They've decided to be a temple where God can dwell rather than to go to a temple. They've decided to receive grace and give grace, to be forgiven and to forgive. And God's invitation for all of us is to do the same. Let's pray. Can we go before God for a moment on our own and just respond to whatever God is stirring in our hearts? Can we pray for fruitfulness in our lives? Let's go before God. To the temple mountain, move and move. We don't need to come and bring a sacrifice anymore because you have brought the ultimate sacrifice. You're the one, Lord, who is stirring and moving within us, Lord. And so we can be forgiven right where we are as we approach you and receive your forgiveness. We can come to you and ask whatever it is that you desire. Your word says that we pray with faith. Lord, if we go after your desires, you will make the desires of our heart come true. You will fulfill them. And I just pray, God, that we would have faith today. Increase faith. Increase faith within us, God. Increase faith within me. Help us, Jesus. That was just a very short time of prayer. We're going to have a little more time to pray in a moment. But can we actually prayerfully prepare an offering to bring our God. We're going to do that before we baptize our sisters. At this time, if you could take out your phones again and go to the connection card form or that form on your computer if you're at your laptop. And let's just bring whatever obedience that it is that God wants from us, right? If there's something that God is stirring in us and we want to say yes, we're going to say yes to him, can you put that on the connection card form? Along with any prayer requests that you have, and make that an offering to the Lord today. And in terms of those prayer requests, the staff will be praying for you this week. Sivity Church, let's be a house of prayer. Let's be a people who put our faith and our trust in Jesus. Okay. I'm just going to give you a moment to do that. Perhaps today is the day that you decide that you want to give your life to Jesus. Praise the Lord. Indicate that on your connection card. If you want to get baptized, indicate that on your connection card. If you are doing this as an act of trust and faith in Jesus. While you're doing that, I'm just going to pray for us, and then we'll hand it over to Pastor Sean at the office. Father, once again, we just thank you for your great love for us, and we thank you you desire for us to be fruitful. You desire for us to produce fruit, fruit that is to your glory, the fruit of answered prayers. And we pray, God, that we would come to you in confidence, Lord, believing that you have paid, Jesus has paid the ultimate sacrifice, and that we are made righteous by his blood, and that we can trust in you for our salvation. And we're trusting in you that you are a good God. We're trusting in you to give us your Holy Spirit when we ask. And we're trusting in you, Lord, to hold us in your hands and to use us and shape us and mold us for your glory, for your kingdom. Lord, won't you come, Lord? We're just going to, as we even begin to pray for our sisters, we just ask, God, that even now your Holy Spirit will be coming upon them, filling them with joy and holy expectations. We're praying for your power and your peace upon them. Lord, fill the room where they're in right now so that it's not just water that's being poured upon them, but it's your Spirit. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Over to you, Pastor Sean.